Welcome to A Father's Heart with Dr. Phil Godeau. Dr. Brenda Godeau, we are a family-friendly church that teaches the Word of God so you can live an effective Christ-centered life. This is where the Word works when you work the Word.
Are you looking to reboot and recharge during the week? Well, join Dr. Philip George Godeau for his new Tuesday morning Bible study at 10 a.m. Take a break from your daily routine and dive into God's Word with our Tuesday morning Bible study with Dr. Godeau.
2017 is the year of the supernatural.
God is a supernatural God. And a supernatural God likes doing what? Can you believe with me today that God can do something supernatural for you in your life?
Experience the supernatural outpouring from heaven. This is where lives are being changed and families are being healed spiritually, physically, and emotionally. Once again, welcome to Calvary Christian Center.
We're going to start it off right on the first day of the year, first month of the year, first Sunday of the year, and the first communion of the year. We're coming back for communion tonight, the first communion of the year. We're going to do this thing right. We're going to position ourselves for God's miracle working power in your life this year like never before. Say amen.
Amen.
Amen. If you got your Bibles and your mobile device, would you raise them up for me, please? Raise them up. Say, this is my Bible.
This is my Bible.
I am what it says I am.
I am what it says I am.
I can do what it says I can do.
I can have what it says I can
have.
Today,
this day,
after receiving
the Word of God,
I will never be the same
again.
It'll lift me up
out of darkness
into the light,
out of poverty
into wealth,
out of sickness
into health,
out of defeat
into victory.
I declare it.
I decree it.
And I do a little bit of shouting behind it.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Turn around before you be seated. Turn around to five people. How many people? And tell them life goes better when God is first. Tell them that. All right, some of y'all got some extra handshakes. Again, Happy New Year's to you. Brenda and I are glad to see all of you today. We believe that this will be a year like no other, that you will experience God's miracle working power on your behalf beyond you could ever imagine or even think. We would like for you to take some notes. If you don't have anything to take notes on, we would ask your neighbor and say, will you take some notes for me? Amen. Okay, turn me in your Bible today to the book of Mark, the 16th chapter. And I wanted to share a couple of things with you. I had something happen to me last night. Y'all are interested in knowing what happened?
Yes.
Last night, I started getting all these texts from different people and calling me because something had happened last night in New York that everybody felt that I needed to know about it in Sacramento. I'm going to say it again. It happened in New York. And everybody started calling me who was there or either watching it on television or was there and wanted to make sure I knew about what was going on and what happened. So do you have it, Brenda?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, so everybody started calling Pastor because they had heard Kenneth Copeland in his New Year's Eve service prophesy. And he said in his New Year's Eve service, he talked about the glory of the Lord coming to Sacramento. It's in his prophecy. Glory of the Lord coming to Sacramento in order to uproot the mess that's in California.
Come on, one more time. Thank you for it now, Father.
Thank you, Father.
The glory of God coming here is going to make a change in the whole nation. Listen to me. I was in a foreign country, and there was a lot of pastors there, and they asked each one of us to get up and testify about where we were and give a little testimony about ourselves. So when it came to my turn, I got up and said, my name is Philip Godeau. I'm from Sacramento, California. I said, and Sacramento stands for where God's elect gather together, where God keeps covenant, where God's anointing and everything that's going to happen is going to happen in Sacramento. And the guy that was hosting it got mad at me because I started bragging about Sacramento. But I'm just telling you, every one of you, you're in the right place. And something is happening. And it's happening today.
Amen. So what's significant about it is Sacramento, as you know, is the capital of California. And it's been said, as California goes, because you know a lot of people pay attention to California. And as California goes, so goes the United States. And that's why she said the gentleman got a little upset, because he felt like where he was is where everything was happening. But by this being the capital, Pastor and I have known since the church started that God put us in Sacramento for a purpose. And this year, we're going to see God manifest some things that he's been wanting to do for a long time.
And thank you, Lord. Okay, so, out of Mark, the 16th chapter, are you there? Out of Mark, the 16th chapter, because then I want to read this, then I want to read something else to you that was given. In Mark 16, chapter and verse 14, if you'll look with me there real quickly, it says, and after he appeared unto the 11, as they sat at meat, he said he upbraided them, or he rebuked them, or reproved them for their what?
Unbelief
and the hardness of their heart. Would you underline that in your Bible or make a note of it in your mobile device? For their unbelief and the hardness of their heart, because they believe not. Would you underline that? They believe not them which had seen him after he was risen. Then it says in verse 15, now the real key issue here is for this year. This is going to be, listen to me, a year like no other. In other words, I'm going to tell you, if I can just prophesy over you just a little bit, there's some things that have never happened for some of y'all that God is going to manifest this year. In fact, there's some things that have never happened in your family that God is going to do something so unusual on your behalf that your whole family is going to be talking about it. But listen to me, it's going to happen because you recognize that you got to deal with something, and it's called unbelief. Now, all of us get attacked with unbelief on a different level, and the devil's job is to make you, to get you to question God's ability to perform on your behalf. I'm going to tell you right now, can I just talk to this section right here? God is a supernatural God.
Yes, he does.
Can I say that again? God is a supernatural God. And what does a supernatural God like to do?
Supernatural things.
That's why I'm talking to this side right here. Because this is the smart. He likes doing supernatural things. Now, I'm going to challenge you. Pick a book in the Bible. Because you're going to see in every book of the Bible multiple supernatural manifestations of God and throughout the whole Bible. From Genesis throughout Revelation, God manifesting himself supernatural. The problem is that today we don't see the supernatural being manifested in the church today because a lot of people have got riddled with doubt and unbelief, and we have settled for mediocrity and just the average, and God is wanting to manifest the what?
Supernatural.
Come on, I'm talking to everybody. God wants to manifest the what?
Supernatural.
The supernatural, and he wants to manifest it on your behalf. But not just you, on the behalf of everybody in your family. Now, I'm going to show you something here. Look what it says. And then we'll get to this prophecy. Then it says in verse 15, and he said unto them, go ye into all of the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And he says, and these signs, and these what?
Signs.
Shall follow who?
Them
that what?
Believe.
Please underline that. These signs shall follow them that what? Believe. In my name they shall cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the
sick,
and they shall recover. So then, after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven and set on the right hand of God. Verse 20, let's read it together. 1, 2, 3. And they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word with signs following. And confirming the word with signs following. Because that's the only thing that God can do, is to manifest himself in a supernatural way when he has an environment that he can manifest himself in. See, everything is about positioning yourself where God can show himself. Can I say that again?
Yeah.
Positioning yourself so God can show himself.
Yeah.
See, what God wants to do is show himself as the God of more than enough, the El Shaddai God, the God of more than enough, but he's got to find an environment of faith, an environment of believing. See, some people say they believe, but they don't really believe. They might believe that he is God, but they don't believe he can manifest for them. They might believe and have religious overtone, or they know some scripture, they get in church, but they don't believe that God can do something through them. And I'm telling you, this is your year.
This is your year.
This is your year. In fact, just turn around and tell somebody and say, he's talking about you right now. Tell them, he's talking about you right now.
So we're going to be reminding you today what kind of signs are supposed to be following you. There's a certain kind of signs that God wants to manifest and come through you. We are the believers. We should be demonstrating to the world. What we're going to be sharing with you this year is getting you prepared for people to see the signs and wonders following you because you're a believer.
For the rest of your life.
Right.
This is not going to be something just for this year. It's going to be for the rest of your life.
Amen.
Y'all with me? Now, this is significant because, see, before Brother Copeland gave this prophecy about Sacramento, I had already had this sermon ready for today. And my sermon title is The Year of Supernatural Outpouring from Heaven. The Year of the Supernatural Outpouring from Heaven. Can I believe for you that's up there and you down here? Can I believe God for a supernatural outpouring from heaven on your behalf? Okay, for you that are not raising your hand up, is there something the matter with you? Huh? Amen. A supernatural outpouring for you. Everybody should want that. Amen. Then look what it says. Then I got as a subtitle, Faith for the Supernatural. Somebody say that.
Faith for the supernatural.
We're going to believe God for the supernatural to manifest in our lives. Now, watch what Brother Copeland says about this year also when he gave a prophecy back in November or December.
He said, this coming year, and he said it again, this coming year is not going to be anything anybody has thought up till now. You haven't even thought this up to now. This is a year of supernatural fabulous outpourings from heaven. Okay? And then he says, notable miracles at the hand of not only the ministers in the fivefold ministry, but just among the people. Not just the ministers, but the people. And he says, believers will lay hands on the sick, and notable miracles will be done.
Just stop 1 second. Raise your hand up and say, I receive that right now. I declare it to be up on you in Jesus' name. Okay, here we go. Go ahead.
Then he went on to say, Then he said, but watch for the children. Watch for the children coming forth with miracle working power. Manifest around them. Then he says, and they are not just children, and they will be just children. Did I read that wrong? And they are just children. And they will be just children. But how many know when you're like a child, when you have childlike faith, God is able to do things that we as grown-ups kind of get our heads in the way. But he says, I'm talking about 15. He says, I'm not talking about older children, like 15 to 20. Of course, they're involved too, but saith the Lord, watch the little ones. And he says, a child shall lead them. Many things are going to be happening in the kingdom of God in 2017. And it won't be anything like you thought.
Wow.
It'll be grander and greater and outpouring such as has never been seen before, says the Spirit of grace.
Come on, get your hands up. Father, we thank you for it right now. Come on, get them up. Father, we thank you for it being so. Come on. We thank you for that, every bit of that manifesting right here in this ministry and in every person's life here, those that are watching by television, internet. We agree that it will be a year like no other in the name of
Jesus.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. Now, so look with me in your Bible. And look with me to the book of Matthew, the 19th chapter, Matthew 19. And we're going to just give you some scriptures here because I'm believing God. Can I believe God today that God is going to start manifesting himself on your behalf today? That your year is already here today. The supernatural outpouring of heaven's blessing upon your life. And can I agree for something else too? Can I agree that God is starting to work on your children today? What I'm believing for is your children on whatever age they are. So it could be the young kids, it could be the teenagers, or it could be young adults or whatever. But God is not going to let your children miss out on his miracle working power because of what you are going to start believing for and what you're going to stand for, because we're by faith, we're going to release the supernatural power of God no matter where they are. Okay, no matter where they are, God can reach your kids wherever they are, whatever position they in. Okay, Matthew 19, 26. Are you there? Mm-hmm. And look what it says here. And it says, and Jesus beheld them and said unto them, with men this is what?
Impossible.
With men this is what?
Impossible.
But with who?
God. All things are possible.
No, y'all wait on me. No, I just wanted y'all to think about, and it says, with men this is impossible. But with God. No, just stop. Y'all gotta stop. Let me finish. I'm the one up here. I'm the one leading this thing. Huh? Okay, now I gotta start all over again. And Jesus beheld them and said unto them, with men this is impossible. But with God. But with God. Come on, somebody say, but with God.
But with God.
Now it says, all are possible to those who believe, to those who trust in and rely up on him. God, all things are possible. Well, let me ask you a question. How many is all things? What is all things? What does it encompass? All things. See, you can't even wrap your mind around all things. Because the all things is so big, you can't even begin to grasp the all things that God is talking about for you and what he wants to do. Okay, look what he says here. But with men, this is what? Impossible. But with who?
God.
Come on, we're talking about a supernatural God. We're talking about a miracle-working God. We're not talking about something sitting up on some pedestal and you know, with his legs crossed. We're talking about the God of more than enough. All things are possible with God. All things are what? Possible. Amen.
Amen.
Okay?
And I just want to remind y'all because, you know, this is the first day of the year, and actually this is a holiday. But look where you guys are. Look where you are. You could have chose to stay home. It's a Sunday. It's a holiday. But you're here because you believe. And these signs, these impossible things that the Lord wants to manifest to the world. It looks impossible to the world. But you're pressing into God the very first day of the year. You're letting God know, I don't want this by myself. I can't do this by myself. The things I want is bigger than me. So you're here. So I just want to remind you that you're at the right place at the right time. And you're letting God know you are first. You are first. You are first in my life. And this is setting the pace for this whole year and the rest of your life.
Come on.
This is setting the pace for God's overflowing and supernatural power because you're going to believe. You are believing. We're stirring up. This week, this year, we're just stirring up what we've been teaching you for years and years and years. But this year, the outpouring is going to manifest. And you are here because you're setting the pace. Because we're going to get all that doubt and unbelief because that's the only thing that has been stopping you from getting those manifestations in your life.
I receive that. I receive that in Jesus' name. Look with me also in your Bible to the book of the 21st chapter of Matthew 21. And look with me also in 21 verse 22. Matthew 21 and verse 22.
Yeah.
Now, again, we got to fight. All the time, because many of you, you know, like Brenda was just bringing out about the children. See, the children don't have all the experience and all of the negative experiences that you have had in your life.
Right.
Where the enemy uses those negative experiences to war against you. Push your neighbor and tell him he's talking to you right now. Amen. Now you got to understand something. The building is hotter than it normally is. I don't know if I've been in there when it's this warm in here before. So they overheated the thing. So you're going to have to fight another spirit while you're in here trying to get the spirit. You got to fight the spirit of nodding. Now, if you catch your neighbor nodding, slap him upside the head. Okay? All right? But listen to me. Listen to me. Supernatural. Things are going to happen that have never happened before. We got to believe that there's some things that the enemy has robbed you from, robbed your family from. And because you're going to get into faith, because you're going to get into believing, regardless of the negative situation that have happened in your past, you're going to allow the God who cannot lie to show himself on your behalf. Y'all with me? I mean, I feel like T.D. Jakes right now. Get ready, 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 get ready. I'm telling you, look what it says here. Look what it, Matthew 21 and verse 22. All things. How many things?
And all things.
There it is again. There it is again. All things. Can you wrap your mind around all things whatsoever ye shall ask in what?
Prayer.
In prayer, what?
Believing.
Which you underline the word believing. All things whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing. I didn't write this. This is Jesus speaking. He said it. So if he said it, listen to me, he's got to back it up. So it's not a problem with God or Jesus doing what he wants to. It's because, again, we got to fight these spirits of doubt and unbelief that come into us that war against God's manifested power on your behalf. But I'm going to say this again, that this is your year.
Yeah.
And a lot of your doubt and unbelief are going to get to the side. And some God's going to start doing some things for some of y'all today. It might not be real big. But it's going to be something you're going to notice, and God is showing you, I'm getting ready to really knock you over. Glory to God. Just knock you over with something, but it's going to come because you start saying, God, I trust you. I believe you. I'm not going to allow what other people say, because as soon as you start believing God, any believers here today? Okay, listen to me. When you start believing God, you had to watch out for the unbelievers. When you start believing God, any kind of way, and trusting God to do something, because the devil doesn't want God to manifest on your behalf, because, see, some of y'all got a big mouth in here. This side over here, right in here, this side here. You got big mouths, and if God, when God shows up for you, you're going to, and does something big in your life, you're going to testify. You're going to say, I was here, and he did that, and look at me now. Right, this is a wild crowd today, too. This is a wild crowd. Okay, so go ahead.
So, yeah, and then that verse says, in all things whatsoever you shall ask in prayer. See, God can't, we're the ones that bring his entry into the earth realm. When we pray, when we ask, then he's able to manifest on our behalf. The enemy has been trying to keep us from asking. Again, like Pastor said, some of us has grown, and he didn't do this, me, didn't look like he handled this, or God didn't do this for me, and my circumstances, this and that. So he's trying to keep you from asking. And then he said, if you'll believe, you know, I'm going to do it. And he wants to do it on our behalf, and he's getting ready to do it. And we're the ones that are going to bring it to pass. And then when he brings it to pass, everybody is going to know. Everybody's going to know. And it's just by you believing and trusting God and asking in prayer. Asking and allowing the supernatural, that supernatural overflow to come into your life. God wants to do that so much for you, for the body of Christ. It won't be enough seats in here to handle the people when the manifestation starts coming. You won't have to ask people to come. They will see God on your life and want what you have.
And all of us in here, how many of us? All of us have been attacked by the enemy, the work of darkness. If you know it or don't know it, you have been under attack, because the enemy fights you in this area more than anything, because he doesn't want you to believe. Now, I'm the pastor. I teach faith. I've been teaching for 36 years. I teach faith. My mother got sick with cancer. I was there every day reading the word to her, praying with her, standing with her, and my mother died. I was believing for her to live. I was fighting for her to live. But my mother died, and I went through a problem in my life because the enemy was trying to get me into some kind of doubt that God had let me down, or that God wasn't interested, or whatever the case is, that my mother died. Are y'all listening to me? But it wasn't about my mama. My mama was a good woman. She's in heaven. But she had some problems with herself. And it's not always based upon my faith. It's based upon her faith, on where she is and whatever is holding her back. And she told me before she died, she said, I wish I would have known what you're trying to tell me long time ago. So sometimes we can go through some plummeting situations because of people we love. That we didn't want to die, and the devil tried to use that to try to tell you that, you know, that God was the problem. No, it's never God is the problem. God is not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he should repent. God said it, he can do it. See, it's about us keeping ourselves in position and not allowing the enemy to get us riddled with any doubt or belief. And then sometimes it's just sin in our life. And we never liked somebody that we love to be able to try to put something on them. But most of the time, if it didn't manifest, it wasn't because God didn't want to, because he's a healing God. He's a deliverer. Oh, I wish I had some love in him. He's a delivering God. He's a miracle working God. God is not the killer. He came that you can have life and have it more abundantly. But the enemy comes to steal, kill, and to destroy. So I had to work my way through that difficult time to get back in faith. Because the enemy was working me over with that. Does anybody understand what I'm talking about? Okay, all right, okay. All right, so what the scripture says, it says, put the scripture back up here. Y'all got me hollering at y'all. No, it says, all things. How many things?
All things.
Whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing, ye shall receive it. Believing, ye shall receive it. Well, listen to me, but you can't exercise your faith over somebody else's. Or your will over somebody else's will. And that's what I had to get the revelation of, that I couldn't exercise my will over her. If she was ready to take off or because whatever the situation is, I couldn't force that. But I can only use my faith for me. Now, I can agree with you by faith. Well, we could do it if we're standing together in agreement. This is better teaching than you know right now. Okay, all right. So look with me in your Bible to the book of Mark, the 9th chapter. Mark 9. Mark the 9th chapter. Mark 9. When you get there, say praise the Lord. Mark 9. Look with me in Mark 9 and verse 23. Mark 9 and verse 23. Now, I don't know if y'all noticed that every one of these scriptures I've given you is in red letter edition. I don't know if you guys got these tablets that is in red letter on your tablets. Then if you got a Gideon Bible, I don't know if it's in red letter either. Okay, but you can always upgrade your Bible. Okay, here we go. Okay, but it is in red letter. Red letter is the hot sauce.
Amen.
Okay, here we go. All right, verse 20 what?
23.
Look what it says. And Jesus said unto him, if, somebody shout out, if thou canest what?
Believe.
If thou canest what?
Believe.
If you can't, if thou canest believe, because you got to fight to be a believer. Yeah. If thou canest believe, look what it says. You need to circle that word. You need to underline canest believe and circle the word all. All things. How many things?
All things
are possible? Look what it says. To him. There y'all go, going and jumping ahead of me again. That what? Believe it. I'm going to ask a question. Don't be lying in here. This is church today, okay? Do I got any believers in here today? Amen. Now, you know what? You know what? We used to sing a song in here. Well, we still sing it occasionally, and it's called Rain. How's it? What's the name of the song?
Rain on Me.
Rain on Me. Y'all ever heard that song, Rain on Me? I like that song. But you know what? It don't rain on everybody. Because rain always is in a sail. So anybody ever been in a place where it was raining, then you drove someplace else and it wasn't raining, but you was in the same city? You were here, it was raining here, but then you drive a little further, there wasn't no rain because there wasn't no sail there. Or the environment was not right for it to rain. It had to have the right environment for it to rain. And so it wasn't right there, so then those that was on this part did not get the rain, but the ones that was in the part where that the environment was right got the rain. What we're trying to do is get the rain on everybody, so it won't be just a few people getting a blessing. It won't just be the fivefold ministry getting a blessing, but everybody getting under the blessing. And then God is using all of us supernaturally and our children to make a difference wherever we go. Now the kingdom of God is being enlarged because, listen to me, God is doing supernatural things through you and everybody in your family.
So this year, like never before, we're going to be asking, we're going to be believing, and we're going to be watching God manifest. And you know the scripture tells us in Romans, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. The more word of God you get, and how we talked about renewing our minds too. So we get the word on the inside, and you're going to keep asking, and you're going to keep believing, and you're going to watch God do. Now I'm trying to encourage each one of you Don't be asking God for a Cadillac when you don't have faith enough for a Volkswagen hubcap. God is faithful. He can bless you with that Cadillac. But a lot of times you're jumping up for something huge when you haven't allowed God to manifest himself in certain areas. Just getting up in the morning, using your faith to get up and pray in the morning. Get up in the morning and be grateful in the morning. Just asking God to help change your attitude in some different areas. And you see God doing that. Now you can ask him for some other things and some other things. But don't be trying to do something huge and say, well, see, I prayed, I asked God, and he didn't do it. And now you're not asking him for nothing. Now you're not expecting nothing. And the enemy's being able to get in there.
And what the enemy did is move them into neutral.
Right.
Or move them into just being average and not being supernatural. See, because he got a lot of average and neutral Christians who have been neutralized because they did extend themselves beyond where they were. And a lot of times we will not be honest with ourselves.
Right.
That we got issues. It's like a lady come to me the other day. If you're in here, sister, I ain't mentioning your name, so don't get offended while I'm talking about it. So, but she came to me and she said, pray for me for my anger and for my bitterness. And I said, well, no, I'm not going to pray for you for your anger and bitterness. What you need to do is repent. You need to repent. See, you can pray all day for somebody who is embittered with anger and bitterness towards somebody or others or whatever the case is, and you can pray for them, whatever the case is. But see, the breakthrough is never going to come, and it's going to go right back into the same thing until they repent for the unforgiveness that they're holding on towards the person. So I said, no, I'm not going to pray for you. What you're going to do is you're going to repent. You need to repent for the anger and the bitterness that you're holding on towards the person that you coming up here or people or whatever the situation is. And the problem is there's a lot of folks. I don't know why I'm on this side. Your life will never move forth because you don't have the right environment for it to rain on you. So it's raining on somebody else and you're missing out on it because you got bitterness and anger and resentment in your life. Excuse me, don't take this personal. You ugly thing. You need to change your attitude. You need to change the way you're looking at things. Listen to me. Everybody in here, basically everybody in here has had somebody do you wrong.
Yeah.
Let you down, reject you, take advantage of you. But life is not about living in the setback. Life is about bouncing back.
Yeah.
Life is about moving ahead, not staying where you were. So I said, no, I'm not going to pray for you. What you need to do, sister, is repent. Now say this to me, and I'll let her in repentance. And now God can now manifest himself for her deliverance from that and move her life forward. Now the rain clouds can start coming over. So look with me in your Bible to the book of, that's what we're in Mark. Look with me in Luke, the first chapter. Luke 1.
Can I show him that in a message real quick?
Yeah, you can do whatever you want. You're the boss.
Okay.
Should I work for you?
Yeah, right. Mark 9:23, I like the way the message said it. And Jesus in the message just says, if, and he put a question mark. If, why are you saying if to me? He says, there are no ifs among the believers. There's no ifs. If I'm a believer, I'm doing the word of God, I'm obeying the word of God, I'm believing his word, there's no ifs. The scripture tells us this is the confidence we have. We ask anything according to his will. He hears us. So there's no ifs among believers. Anything can happen. And he wants to manifest. So get the ifs out. You're doing right. Sometimes you might have to wait a minute, but you just wait, you trust in the Lord with all your heart. Don't lean to your own understanding. If you're asking him according to his will, it's going to happen. Hallelujah.
So we're believing that this year is going to be a supernatural year of God's outpouring of heaven's blessing on your life, on your family, That it's going to be a year like no other, because we're going to move from the spirit of doubt and unbelief, from being in the spirit of neutral and average, to start moving and allowing God of the supernatural to work in and through us. Say amen.
Amen.
Now look with me. This other scripture here in the book of Luke 1 and verse 37. Luke 1, verse 37. And y'all know the story about Mary. But it says here, when God spoke, he says, with God. Well, let me just start up here, verse 35. It says, and the angel answered and said unto her, the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the highest shall what? Overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. And then verse 37, and then Mary says, for with God, or the scripture says, for with God nothing shall be impossible. Now that's I don't know about y'all, but that's a little frightening. Just be walking down the street, boom, you're pregnant. How can that be? The holy thing. In other words, God did a supernatural thing over her to overshadow her, and the Holy Spirit impregnated her with the seed of the Word of God. And the Bible says Jesus is the Word, and impregnated her, and he shall be called the Son of God. But this was supernatural. Come on, somebody say supernatural.
Supernatural.
I told my wife, I said, we're going to believe for Abraham, Sarah blessing. She said, well, you believing by yourself. She said, we ain't starting at no 67 and 63 years old having no children. Amen. But, you know, I got excited for a minute. You know, let's just. All right. Look at her. She getting nervous right now. Look at her getting nervous. But the issue is that God can do the incredible if we can believe. There's no limit. Ask Abraham and Sarah. That was supernatural at 100 years old and at 90 years old for God to bless them. Come on, y'all. We're going to talk about it, but don't put the limits on God for this year. Ask God to help. And this is what we're going to try to do. Increase your faith, your believing, so God can do some manifestation and do some incredible thing. You know what I'm believing is going to happen? That a lot of the services, it's going to be so many people coming up telling us what happened. We're going to have to, a lot of our services are going to be all wrapped around testimonies of the supernatural this year for things that are going to start happening. And some of y'all, you ain't going to hardly get through this week without something happening for you. It might not be real big, but it's going to be big enough that you get some attention to it.
And the supernatural, just like what happened with Mary and what happened with Abraham and Sarah, it's going to be strange to some people. So I don't want you to back off and not expect the supernatural, because it can't be explained by some people. And they're not going to understand what God is doing, but they will know that your God is God when he gets through doing it. So just understand, people may talk about you, they may think you're strange, but it's supernatural. It's not natural, it's supernatural.
You know what I'm for, Brenda?
What's that?
Let them think I'm strange.
Yeah.
Let them call me strange, weird, whatever they want to, and when I'm getting the blessings and the breakthroughs and the miracles. Call me what you want to call me, but just bring it on, God. Are y'all with me? Let me just tell you a little story about a little girl. Her mother and her, the parents went through a divorce. The mother had the little girl, and the little girl was brokenhearted behind the whole thing. And then she started crying out and saying, "Mama, I want a kitten. I want a kitten." She said, "No, baby, no, we don't want no pets in this house. No cat. Well, your daddy was enough problem. Amen. So we don't want no children. Amen. You stand with me, son?
Okay.
You stand with me?
Okay.
So said, "No, we don't want no kittens in the house." Said, "No, we can't have none." So but the little girl was persistent. See, the problem with a lot of time when we believe in God for something, we got to stay persistent. Just because it don't happen right away, you don't give up. You got to keep at it. What this little girl, every day she come to mama, mama, you know I want a little kitten. Mama, you know I'm believing for a kitten. She said, yeah, but you're not going to get one, baby. She said, mama, I want a kitten. She said, no, you're not going to get one. The little girl said, I'm going to go out in the yard, and I'm going to get on my knees and ask God for a kitten. She went out there, and mama was watching her. She went out there, got on her knees, started praying. God, I want a kitten. Mama said, I can't have one, but you're a big God. I know you can give me a kitten. Mama watching her, and all of a sudden, out of the sky, a kitten falls right next to her. Mama looking around like, what the heck? But God is a supernatural God. 3 weeks later, the mama finds out what happened. A little kitten had climbed up the tree, and the neighbor back behind her, about three houses down, a little kitten had climbed up in the tree. So the neighbor was trying to get the little kitten out the tree because it was too high in the tree, so he got a little rope and tied around the limb and used his car to start pulling the limb down so he could reach the kitten to get the kitten out, and the rope broke, and the kitten flew. The man couldn't find the kitten nowhere, and so he thought he had killed the cat. But then the mama found out that God, listen to me, God will use whatever he has to use. He had that kitten climb up that tree. He had that man come over there and hook that rope to it, pull that thing down, and slingshot that kitten all the way into the yard right next to the little girl. And I'm telling you today, hear me now, God's got somebody hooking up something. God's got somebody hooking up something. They think they're trying to help something else, but they don't know they're going to be used to be a blessing to you. Say amen.
Amen.
Lift your hands up. Lift them up. Everybody lift them up. Say this out loud. Say, Father,
forgive me
for all of the doubt and unbelief that I've allowed in my life. I take the credit for it. I've allowed it to come in. I don't want it in my life no more. And I ask you not only to forgive me for that, but for any anger, resentment, bitterness, unforgiveness. I don't want it in my life. Come on, say it again. I don't want it in my life. I want to be right. I want to honor you. I want to glorify you all the days of my life. Thank you for forgiving me. Thank you for right standing, right position, right relationship with you now in Jesus' name. And I declare, say it again, I am a believer and not a doubter. Amen, amen.
Now that you have heard the word, I'm asking you to open the door to your heart and ask Jesus Christ to come in. So you do that now. And if you ask to invite him into your life, he says, Lord Jesus, I open the door to my heart and invite you into my life as my Lord and Savior. You do that, Christ is in your life. We are shouting with you, rejoicing with you. And so I'd just like for you to email us or write us or call, or you could get a hold of us through Twitter or Facebook at Philip Godot. At Philip Godot, Twitter or Facebook. And I tell you what, we're going to respond back to you. We're excited with you. Looking forward to hearing more from you. Any prayer requests also, okay?